This is a Sports Psychology Hour with Dr. Andrew Jacobs.
I cannot express the gratitude what my son came and visited you.
Dr. Jacobs has been in practice for 43 years as a sports psychologist.
I have seen a change in youth sports in the last 10, 15 years. I've talked about it a lot on this show.
The Sports Psychology Hour, the best advice on the radio each and every week.
Failure and losing and screwing up is something that happens in life. It happens in sports. And I think we have to teach kids how to do that more effectively.
This is where sports talk gets real.
That word, playing, it's gone from our society in a lot of ways with kids.
And now, here's your host, rated as one of the best therapists in Kansas City by OnlineTherapy.com, Dr. Andrew Jacobs.
Good morning, everybody. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs, and welcome to our show here at Sports Radio 810 WHB here in Kansas City. You know, I'm here every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Our shows are podcasted everywhere, and we talk about the mental side of sports on this show. And we delve into issues like confidence, sportsmanship, focus, attitude, winning and losing, success and failure, the coach-athlete relationship, the pressure that athletes are under to win, how you deal with losing. And there's a lot of fun stuff going on right now. Baseball's in full swing. The NFL draft's coming up. The Final Four for both men and women's going on. Today, the final game between Iowa and South Carolina will be going to the women's championship. Tomorrow, it will be Connecticut going against Purdue. And should be two incredible games. Of course, today will be Caitlin Clark's last game, assuming she does go to the WNBA as a player at the women's level. And I'll tell you what, I enjoyed watching her play. She is something else. And I really love her attitude on the court because it's just she doesn't quit. And the Connecticut team, which I will point out KU did beat earlier this year, is just on fire right now. And that should be an interesting game tomorrow night in the NCAA championship game. You know, I've been doing this show for, I've been on the radio 33 years, been here at WHB for the last 23 years. I'm in my 43rd year of practice. And I work with all kinds of people. I have high school athletes, youth athletes, college, amateur, professional, Olympic athletes. I'm working with several former Olympians who are going to be attempting to make their Olympic teams this year. And I'm going to have one of them on my show as we move closer to the Olympics. She's actually an Olympic gold medalist in her specific sport. She's been working with me for a while and has agreed to come on the show and talk about the mental aspect. What she does. I deal with athletes with so many different topics. Relationships, verbal abuse, physical abuse I've had to deal with athletes, with coaches before. How you handle parents who get out of control at games. How do you deal with injuries? What is success and failure about? And this past week, I had a couple of high school golfers in with similar issues. One collegiate golfer, and actually the three of them, who had the same issue. I saw about seven golfers this week. But for all of them, it was about failure. It was about negativity. It was about what happens when they screw up. And what happens is, as soon as something goes wrong, they hit a bad shot, they make a bad play, or, well, obviously not golf, but they hit a bad shot, the bottom drops out. And as we discussed it with all three of these young men, there is a similar theme. They were focusing so much on their score. One collegiate golfer told me he just played in the tournament, was even par after the first three holes, and he hits his tee shot into the woods on the fourth hole. And he said, well, that's the end of me. And I'm like, and his round went into the toilet after that. I'm like, why? You hit one bad shot. Well, because now I'm probably going to bogey or double bogey this hole, and there goes my round. I said, no, it's the fourth hole. You have 14 more holes to play. You've played three good holes. You had one bad shot.
why all of a sudden is that negativity there? And I had another high school golfer who three-putted six of the first nine holes he played. So then every time he got on the green, oh, I'm going to suck on this one. I'm probably not going to do good on this. And then lo and behold, he three-putted a number of holes on the back nine. And he's a really good putter. We actually went out in the hall in my office. I have one of those little machines where you hit a ball into it and it knocks it back, putting machine. So we putted some in the hall, and we went through his mindset as he prepared to hit each shot. And so I watched him. I said, take me through, in the hall of my office, but take me through what you're thinking when you're going up to hit that putt. And he would tell me, well, okay, this is a 10-foot putt. I better not hit it right because then I'll be screwed. I'm like, okay, well, then you set yourself up to fail. And so we worked on that and changed it around. I'm excited to see how he does this week. He's got a couple tournaments, one tomorrow and one on Thursday. And he's going to text me after tomorrow, let me know how it goes, because I said, I want you to focus on your effort, not on the score, not on results. And in golf, it's got to be, I always say, TNS, the next shot, the next shot, the next shot. It's not the shot you just hit. It's not two shots ahead. It's the next shot. Focus on your effort. I have a Super Bowl Chiefs player Super Bowl jersey in my office, who I've worked with for several years. And on his jersey, he has the letters FOE. It stands for focus on effort. And this individual is pretty damn good. And I'll tell you what, I think he's the best at what he does. It's, by the way, it's not Patrick Mahomes, by the way, because everyone's never met him. This guy's pretty darn good. I think he's the best at what he does. Because that's our focus. It's on not results, but on effort. So if you play sports and you're thinking about the score, you're thinking about the time, you're thinking about, you know, numbers, you put yourself in a bad position. I mean, yeah, you want to win, you want to come out on top. But how do you do that? You know, if you listen to post game interviews, almost all the times you'll hear the athlete talk about their intensity level, their effort, their focus. The ones who win. And the ones who lose typically will talk about numbers and why they didn't do this or why this happened or that happened, and boom. You know, Joe Carter, the great Toronto Blue Jays, well, he played for several teams, but Cleveland as well, but great guy. Joe's been on the show before. He hit the game-winning home run in the 93 World Series with the Blue Jays. Game 6, they're winning 3-2 in Toronto. I think they're playing the Mets. I can't remember who they're playing. But anyway, it's the bottom of the ninth. They're down by 2 runs. 2 guys on base. 2 outs, and Joe comes up. And I believe it was a 2-2 count. Boom. Home run left field. You know, It's one of the big highlights you see all the time when sports reels come on. Running the bases, then comes up, they pick him up in the air. And Joe's been on the show before, and I asked him, you know, what were you thinking in the on-deck circle? And he said, Andy, you know, I'm standing there, and I'm looking around the stadium, and everybody's excited and cheering, and I'm like, man, this is awesome. And I was a kid, I always dreamed about being in this situation. Bottom of the ninth, game in the line. So what am I going to do? I'm going to go up and swing the bat. If I hit it, I hit it. If I don't, I don't. Boom, home run. Because he wasn't thinking about results. He was thinking about having fun. Having fun. There. You know that phrase, having fun? Isn't that what sports is supposed to be? You know, I was fortunate enough to be at the Super Bowl this year and saw that pass at the end that Patrick threw to Hardman. They were having fun out there. You could see it. Yeah, there's pressure, but they weren't. I've listened to Patrick Mahomes get interviewed so many times. Never met him. Would love to meet him. Talk with him. His mindset is on what's in front of him. His mindset is I believe, on the next play. You know, if he does, if he has a bad play, has a bad series, goes to the sideline, looks on the iPad, figure out what he has to do to move on, and he does it. He doesn't dwell on the negatives. And I think that's what makes him, along with his talent, physical talent, his mental talent is so good. And I think if I've shared on this show dozens and dozens of stories of the athletes I've worked with who've set all these records. I've had so many of these people on the show. You know, Nick Lowry, the former Chiefs kicker, who should be in the Hall of Fame, in my opinion, kicked for 17 years. When he retired in 1996, he was the most accurate kicker in football history, and he kicked more field goals than anybody in football history. But unfortunately, he'll probably never get in the Hall of Fame because the Chiefs weren't Super Bowl champions at that time. He talked about, and this is a great example, in the playoffs, Chiefs were playing the Dolphins in the early 90s. Steve DeBerg was the quarterback. It's the first round of the playoffs. They're down in Miami. Nick had made 21 field goals in a row going into that game. He then makes the first three field goals. I know Tristan, my producer, you know this or not. So he makes the first three. Chiefs are driving at the end of the game. They're down by less than a field goal to win. Dave Zott, left guard, gets called for holding. Back then it was a 15-yard penalty that gets moved back. There's an incomplete pass. And so, fourth down, Nick has to come out basically at the end of the game, kick what was over a 50-yard field goal, 51, 52 yards, something like that. But behind those goalposts at that stadium, there were some doors that were opened up, and the wind was blowing in. They opened these doors up, and the wind's blowing in. He nailed that kick dead center. It fell like less than a foot short, right in the middle of the goalposts, because the wind knocked it down. Would have been 25 in a row. You know, it was 50-something yards. After the game, he called me, and he shared this on the show before. I mean, he was obviously really bummed and down and angry about, you know, because if they don't open those doors, the wind's blowing in, kick's good. He said, I did everything I could do. I mean, I gave it the best effort. Talk about effort. And that's the key thing. So I want to open up our phone lines here. 913-3810-810 is the number. Have you ever played sports? Or have you coached? And do you find yourself focusing so much on the result, the score, the numbers, more so than on your effort? Because I can assure you, if you do, more often than not, maybe not all the time, but more often than not, you're not going to do as well as you want. You think about how many points you've scored. You think about how much times you left instead of the effort you have to put in. All right, 913-3810-810 is our number. If you're a coach, how much emphasis do you put on score and results? How much emphasis do you put on execution? I mean, focus on effort, FOE, I call it FOE versus FOR. FOE is focus on effort or execution. FOR is focus on results. And I can promise you, if you start to concentrate more on the effort you're putting in. So let's say you hit a bad shot. I play golf. I probably hit a lot more. My friends say, Jacobs hits more bad shots than good shots. Anyway, that's a whole other story. But if you hit a bad shot, what goes through your mind? How much you suck, how terrible you are, how bad you are. And then does that lead to the next one? Or do you say, hey, why did I top that tee shot? So then I tell everybody, take a practice swing, visualize hitting it properly, put the club in the bag and go on to the next shot. Because you're going to the next shot with a positive. I've got baseball players swinging a bad pitch, step out of the box, visualize taking a good swing, step back in. It's the same thing. Tennis players, double fault. You know, visualize hitting the ball in the next time. Positive imagery is so important. Now, Tristan, you played sports, okay, so give us an example, my producer here. Give us an example, and we'll get to the phones here, okay? We'll have him to talk after this call. But it's so easy to be negative. It is so easy to get down on what's wrong, why you screwed up. And it happens all the time. Because we're conditioned to have to be so good, to have to be perfect. Well, there's no such thing as perfection in sports. Well, the last team that was perfect in the NFL was the Miami Dolphins, 1973. They're 17-0. That was a long time ago. 51 years ago. Okay? And perfection, which we strive for, it's just almost impossible to do. So it's how you overcome that negativity. Our phone number is 913-3810-810. Love to hear from you. Let's go to the phones. Who do we have on line one here?
This is Andy from Oskaloosa.
Okay, great name. Andy, how are you doing? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. So I played college baseball, and I was a pitcher. So this really didn't pertain to me much, but I was a sports junkie. Whatever coach did, whatever coach said, I was right there next to him. And I always remember him talking to our position players and focusing on, hey, if you make an error in the field, don't turn that error in the field into an error at your bat. Because many times guys would do that. They would make a mistake. We'd make mistakes, you know. None of us are perfect, especially in the game of baseball. But they would carry that mistake or what they perceived as failure into their at bat. Well, then that at bat, they would have a strikeout or whatever. And that would continue on back to the field. And another, it would just kept compiling and compiling. And I remember him, you know, pulling a guy aside and said, flush it, man. Flush it. Don't make one error turn into five errors. And that always stuck with me. And so now that I coach, I don't coach baseball, but I coach basketball, I talk to my players about that. Hey, you made a bad shot. You made a bad play. That's fine. Move on, you know. It's just one play. One play is not going to affect the outcome of the game.
Well, you're right. He was 100% correct. And the fact of the matter is, I don't care what sport you play, what level you're at, you're going to make a mistake. And so it's how you move on from that that gets you to the next level.
Yep.
So,
and
go ahead.
It's another thing, too, that this is why I love the game of baseball. We focus on, you know, success. And tell me where in life, if you're 20% right or 30% right, you're successful. But in the game of baseball, you are.
Well, last year I had Rob Thompson on the show back early in the year. He's the manager of the Phillies. And I've known Rob since when I was KU sports psychologist back in the 80s. He was on the baseball team. We've stayed in touch over these years. One of the best people I've ever known. And he told me a story about Derek Jeter. And I'm going to go ahead and share it because it's interesting. When the Yankees, when Rob was with the Yankees, they'd come to town. And we typically go meet at Starbucks, go get something to drink in the morning. First day they're here. And so the last year Jeter's playing, we were going to meet. And then he called me that morning and said, we got to move it to a later time because I've got to take Derek out to the stadium, hit some fungos to him. And I said, really? He goes, yeah. He goes, I forgot. He goes, every time we go to a new city on a road trip, first day I go hit about 100 fungos to Jeter. Something like that, about 100 or so. I said, really? How come? He goes, well, because he wants to see how the ball's going to bounce on that infield. Even though he's played there dozens of times, you know, the grass will be different every time. Isn't it interesting when you hear something like that, the little things like that? There's a reason why Derek Jeter's in the Hall of Fame. It's because they look at these things. How can I get better? And if something's not right, instead of dwelling on that, they focus on how they can make it better. So it sounds like that's the same thing your coach is basically telling you, Andy.
Yeah. Oh no, absolutely. That's what I was taught when I was in college, and that's what I try to teach now that I'm working with junior high kids. You know, hey, where's your effort? You know, where don't dwell on things.
Yeah, I just write down those three letters FOE versus FOR, and talk about that with them. And I can promise you, if you do that, it will make an impact on some of them. Not all of them, but some of them. And it'll help them out.
I have a friend of mine that coaches high school baseball, and his favorite thing to say to his players are, the only two things you can control is your effort and your mindset.
Oh, there you go.
The rest of it, that's out of your control.
There you go. So, listen, sir, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. Great comments this morning. You take care. Appreciate the call.
All right. Yep.
All right, that frees up our lines here at 913-3810-810. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. Here's the topic today. Focus on results or focus on effort? What do you concentrate on when you're playing your sport? And when you make a mistake, when you fail, when you miss a putt, when you strike out, when you miss a shot, double fault, screw up, do you focus on that or do you focus on what you have to do to get better? That was a great call. Let's get some more calls in here. Our number is 913-3810-810. We're on the Leader in Sports, Sports Radio 810 WHB. Good morning, everybody. I am sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. Welcome to our show here at Sports Radio 810 WHB. This is the Sports Psychology Hour, and as you know, I'm here every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m., and you can listen to our shows on all over the place on podcasts. I've got them everywhere. My website, winnersunlimited.com, all the major podcast apps. I've got my website, close to 10 years of podcasts with all kinds of topics I talk about, and today I'm talking about FOE versus FOR, focus on effort versus focus on results. But before I move on into that, there was something that came out this morning that bothered me in the paper. I was the first sports psychologist at the University of Kansas back from 81 to 85. And for several years after that, including that time, I worked with the women's basketball team coached by Marion Washington. And, of course, Lynette Woodard, one of the greatest basketball players ever, was on the team. Prior to me being there, was an assistant coach. I got to know Lynette very well. And I just saw this morning the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame announced 14 finalists back in February. 13 of them made it into the Hall of Fame. The one who didn't was Marion Washington. She won 560 games in 31 years at KU. Teams played in 11 NCAA tournaments. And she was a class act across the board, a class person, a wonderful human being who cared about her athletes as people. And it's just a shame that she did not get into that Hall of Fame because she deserves it. Haven't seen her in years. I love that lady. She had a mindset and an attitude of always trying to succeed and help the athletes she worked with. And I think that's just a shame that they didn't put her in there. Anyway, just wanted to throw that out there. You know, I've known a lot of people in my 43 years. A lot of great people, some not so great, but she's at the top of the list. Anyway, I'm talking about focus on effort versus focus on results. So if you're a coach, how much effort do you put on the score, the numbers, the stats, versus how much effort do you put on the intensity, the concentration, the level of focus? And what happens if you are an athlete, excuse me, and you focus so much on score? And I started off by talking about some golfers who I'm working with. Just started working with this one young man, college golfer, came in, said he played first two or three holes, was doing fine, and then he hit a terrible tee shot, and he goes, "My round was over." I'm like, why was the round over? "Well, Doc, I mean, they want my score. I was even par." I said, "Yeah, you've got 15 holes left." But see, his mindset is so negative because he's focusing on score, which is the result. That's where he got himself in trouble. Years ago, I had a college golfer that I worked with, and he was leading a tournament on the West Coast. He was a collegiate golfer from the area, leading a tournament on the West Coast. Going into the third day, he's in the lead group with three holes left, and he gets up to a par three, leading by two strokes. His head coach was on the tee box, says, "Don't hit in the trap, everybody else did." So guess what? He's on the beach. He ends up triple bogeying that hole, loses the tournament by one. They fly back here the next day, comes in my office, and he's livid at his coach. And I said, "Yeah, that was not a very smart thing to say, but you really should be upset at yourself." And he looked at me, and I said, and he goes, "Well, why?" I said, "Well, you're the one who hit the ball. And so you're thinking, when you got up to the tee box, he shouldn't have said that to you, but you're thinking, don't hit it into the trap. You're thinking about result instead of effort." It was a short par three, 120-yard par three. Hit it just a soft wedge onto the green. And he looked at me, and I could see this angst just go away.
And then there was this sadness. And he's like, that was really dumb. I said, well, you can't do anything about it now, but let's move on from here. He went on to play in a tournament that summer with 120 country club pros and college players, and he won the tournament because our goal was TNS, the next shot, the next shot. And he shot in the upper 60s all three rounds and won. And I said, I don't want you to think about your score. He called me after each round. And the first day he called, he said, after the first nine, I started adding up my score, and I thought, oh, wait, Dr. Jacobs told me not to do this. So he didn't, and he shot, I think, 67, 68 when he's done with that round. And I said, "What? Why didn't you focus on your score?" And he said, well, because you told me not to. And I said, well, but why? He says, well, because I realized it doesn't matter. Those shots are done. I had to focus on what's in front of me. And he ended up winning the whole tournament because he said, I concentrated on my effort. I concentrated just on the next shot. You know, I use the analogy when you're driving your car, where do you look? And it's funny because I'm getting a lot of these people I've worked with come back and share it with me. Well, Doc, where do you want to look when you're driving your car? Well, you want to look out in front of you. Why? Because you don't want to crash. Turn around and look behind you, you're going to crash. Yeah, you glance behind you for a second, but you got to focus on what's in front of you. And it's so easy to focus on what's behind what you just did or what you didn't do right. And that turns into failure, negativity, frustration, anger, and then the bottom drops out. All right, I'd love to hear from you if you're a coach. 913-3810-810. If you're an athlete, have you screwed up before in your sport? And does that carry over into more screw-ups? Or have you made a mistake and then realized, hey, I've got to move on. How can I change it to a positive? Our phone number is 913-3810-810. You know, this is, in the end, with so many of the things I talk about, this topic, when you're actually out there competing, playing, participating in your sport, this makes such a huge difference. Huge difference if you can concentrate more on the effort that you put in. And I found for so many people, no matter what the sport, when you can focus on what's in front of you, how you can move on, it makes the difference. Like I said, you know, you hit a bad shot in golf. If you're competitive, you're going to be upset and ticked off. But then you've got to take a practice swing, visualize hitting it properly, put your club in your bag and go to the next shot. Because if you don't, you're carrying that negative shot into the next shot, and that'll probably lead into another bad shot. And then that's when the bottom drops out. All right, so Tristan, like we were saying, you've played sports. Share with me an example of what I'm talking about here where maybe you went through this.
Yeah, in college I played intramural soccer, and we had three ringers on the team, and our mentality was get the ball to those ringers, and they will do all the dirty work. They will take care of it. They'll put the ball in the back of the net. They will pad the stat sheet. And we made it to the championship game. One of them wasn't able to make it because he couldn't get off work. Another one got injured during the first half. In the second half, it started pouring down rain. It was late at night. We were under the lights. Classic, awful, perfect soccer weather. And we all...
Yes, it was.
Right? And we went down three in the first half. And these are 40-minute halves, not 90-minute halves. And we looked at each other at halftime and we were like, all right, what did we do the whole season, aside from get the ball to our ringers, that made us have fun and won every game up to this point? We focused on effort. We didn't say it in as many words in such a way, but that's what we did. We were there to have fun. That's why we signed up for intramural soccer, not because we wanted to lift the trophy at the end of the day. That's a great additive. That's a wonderful thing that we got to do should we have won. But we said, let's just focus on playing the soccer that we know how to play and having a good time while we do it.
Okay, you just hit on something there that it triggered something in my head, which typically does when people say things. Having fun, okay? The higher levels up you go in sport, fun should become more important, but it becomes less important because the numbers, the score, winning, losing, end up having a bigger impact. And so that's where, you know, I mean, today and tomorrow, we've got the NCAA Women's Basketball Championship today and the men tomorrow. It's going to be about who scores the most points. But I can almost assure you, when the team that wins either of these games is interviewed afterwards, they're going to talk about effort. They're going to talk about, you know, fun and energy and intensity. And the one that loses will inevitably, something will come up about results. The effort wasn't there. The intensity wasn't there. The mindset wasn't there. The confidence wasn't there. We got tense. We got scared. We got worried. And that's because the negativity comes in. And the negativity comes in because you concentrate too much on results. I mean, and I get it. I mean, Tom Gordon pitched for 20 years in the major leagues. He worked with me his entire career. He's been on the show several times. He has two sons that play Major League Baseball. D. Gordon, who won the batting championship and the stolen base championship with the Marlins several years ago. And Nick, who's now playing for the Marlins. Nick's been, unfortunately, he was the first high school player drafted the year he got drafted. But he's had a bunch of injuries throughout his career, which has been unfortunate for him because he's an extremely talented young man. But Thomas had 54 saves in a row. And you think about that, 54 saves in a row at the major league level. It's a major league record. Got broken by Eric Gagne later on. But Gagne also talked about the fact he was on steroids, which I think had an impact. But forget that. So Thomas, 54 saves in a row. Now, that's a hell of a record. And our whole focus was on TNP, the next pitch, the next pitch, the next pitch. And that's where he was able, and he shared it on the show before. You know, and there, a great example of this, there was a game against, he was pitching for the Cubs at this point, after that record was over with the Red Sox. And I was at the game down in Houston. And comes in the ninth inning. He ends up getting the save. He walked the bases loaded and struck out the side. But basically, every pitch was right down the middle. The umpire is calling balls and strikes on pitches that look the same. After the game, the pitching coach asked him to have me come down to the locker room because the pitching coach was livid about the way this game was called. And he says, "Doc, I want you to watch these pitches. You tell me where they're at." And I said, "Well, they look like they're right down the middle of me." So I said, "Flash," Tom's nickname, Flash Gordon. "What's going through here?" I says, "Doc." He says, "What you tell me, I just focus on the next pitch. I wasn't going to get upset. I can't control what the umpire does. I got to focus on the next pitch." That's why he was able to get that save. Because even though he walked the base loaded, strikes out the side, he just kept focusing on the next pitch. During that 54 save record, that's what he did. On the bill of his cap, had him write, "One game at a time, one inning at a time, one batter at a time, one pitch at a time, kiss. Keep it simple, stupid." So he didn't overthink it. Just focus on the next pitch, TNP. That's the effort part I'm talking about. What's in front of you? So if you make that mistake, if you screw up, you have a bad shot, you have a bad swing, you screw up in whatever you're doing, it's inevitable it's going to happen. I always say visualize doing it positively and move on. And that's where I think it's important. A couple years ago, I had Tommy Townsend, who unfortunately is now with Houston, and Harrison Bucker on the show together. And it was in December a couple seasons ago, and they talked about what they think about. And they're both pretty darn good. And Harrison talked about his mindset in kicking, and he talked about how he would just focus on what's in front of him. And, you know, I think the results have shown. I mean, he's the best, I think, the best kicker in the NFL right now, because I think his mindset is such on that. And so I think his mindset's so strong. In fact, I remember in the Super Bowl 2 years ago, he missed a kick, hit the upright in the first quarter, but then he kicks the game winner at the end of the game because his mindset was, as he shared previously on the show, the next kick. So I think that, you know, whatever sport you play, wherever your mindset is,
You've got to focus on what's in front of you. All right, we're going to go to a break here in a second, but I'd love to get some more calls in here. If you're an athlete and you've had a bad game, you've had a bad day, you've screwed up, you struck out, you missed shots, you failed, whatever terminology you want to use, were you able to come back from it or not? If you were, why? What were you thinking? You know, I always like to say you can give. Two athletes are physically the same, but the one with the stronger mind will come out on top. A stronger mind means what? A stronger mind means they're able to look in front of them, look ahead, see what's coming up next. Our phone number is 913-3810-810. 913-3810-810. I'd love to hear if you're a coach or an athlete. Give me a call and let's talk. We're on the Leader in Sports, Sports Radio 810 WHB. Hello again, everyone. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. This is the Sports Psychology Hour from our flagship station, Sports Radio 810 WHB here in Kansas City. As you know, I'm here every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. and our shows are podcasted everywhere. And today's topic is this: FOE versus FOR. Focus on effort versus focus on results. What do you do? When you play your sport, how much do you concentrate on the score, the numbers, the results, versus concentrating on the effort you're putting in? You know, we had one great caller earlier. I'd love to hear from you. If 913-3810-810. If you're on the way to the golf course this morning, which I think a lot of people are, you're going out to your kids' softball game, baseball game, soccer game, whatever it might be, how much emphasis are you putting on winning? How much emphasis are you putting on numbers? How much emphasis are you putting on the result? In contrast to the emphasis you put on the effort you put into getting there. And like I said earlier, you know, I've got these golfers I'm working with right now, high school and collegiate level. One bad shot, their round's over. And it's like, why? Well, Doc, because, you know, I screwed up. I said, well, Jack Nicklaus was quoted when he would shoot as close to a perfect round of golf as possible. He'd shoot a score between 63 and 68 with 5 to 8 miss hits, which basically meant about one of every 13 shots was a miss hit. I would love to have one of his miss hits for me because it'd be the best shot I ever hit. But, you know, arguably, you know, one of the greatest golfers ever, his response was he's going to make a mistake. You know, do you think he liked it? Of course not. Was he happy? No. But how often did you see him hit two bad shots in a row? Not too often. And I always like to use the example of the Masters a few years ago when Tiger hit, I think it was the 15th hole, this approach shot over the water. It hits the pin. The bait, right? I mean, if it's like another inch lower, it's in the hole. Hits the pin, gets knocked into the water. So he takes the drop and sticks the next one right next to the pin. Of course, he ended up getting penalized because the drop was in front of the previous shot, which didn't know till the round was over. But how many of you, when you have hit something like hit this great shot and it ends up going bad, get so frustrated and upset that you can do the next one just as good? That's why he's in part who he is. Because of his ability to not let that negativity get into his head. And it's so easy. You know, the athletes who make it to the top. Okay, I'm working with this one Olympian, gold medalist in her event. And she'll make mistakes. But she goes, when I make a mistake in what I do, I ask myself, what did I do wrong? How do I correct it for the next one? And I go on. That's why she won a gold medal in her event. And so what I'm trying to get at here is when you play your sport, it doesn't matter how good you are or how bad you are, you're going to make a mistake. So the key is coming back from that, and that's where mindset comes in. All right, 913-3810-810 is the number. Tristan, what do you think? Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I the whole time we've been talking about on this show, I keep thinking back to the episode of Ted Lasso, the soccer show on Apple TV Plus. Ted Lasso has a line where he has a player that gets into this mental funk and he starts focusing on results instead of effort, and he forgets that there's joy involved in this. And he goes, "Sam, be a goldfish." He says it in his Kansas Hollywoodified country accent, "Be a goldfish." What does that mean? It means they have a 10-second memory or a 15-second memory. They reset every 10, 15 seconds.
Is that why Jason Sudeikis is watching Iowa play? Is he telling them to send the Iowa women's team?
Be a goldfish.
Here's the problem. We are such a results-oriented society when it comes to sports. Who won? Who got first? Who got better? Who's the best? Instead of, did you do your best? And the topic of winning is so overstressed. At the professional level, that's what it's about. But as you go down at the college level, even too, but youth sports and high school sports, it should be more. I mean, high school, I get the winning part is important. I'm not discounting that. But it should be more about the effort you're putting in and what you're learning, what you're growing. Youth sports, and this is where I've talked about this for years on the radio. This whole emphasis people have on winning youth titles. You know, the 7-year-olds won the soccer championship. Great. But what does that mean? That doesn't mean they're going to better than everybody else. It means that year they happen to come in first place. But what did they learn about themselves? How did they grow as people? And that's where the whole, and I'm going to have several people on the show who I've met in the last few weeks who think the same way I do. They've got all kinds of publications out about youth sports. There's a coach named VJ Stanley back on the East Coast who's written several books. And I'm going to have him on and talk about this. We put so much emphasis on score and numbers with kids that the fun goes out of it. You know, that's why there's such a huge turnover rate and dropout rate amongst youth sports participants by the time they're 12 and 13. Because there's so much emphasis by parents and coaches or parents on numbers and score and winning. The aspect of fun has gone out the window. And I think if we can teach kids at a younger age to emphasize more about learning and growing and fun, and not about you screwed up and what's wrong with you, then I think the growth process gets healthier, the mindset gets healthier, and they're probably going to play longer and better at what they do. But the pressure to win, the pressure to come in first place, the pressure to beat everybody is so strong out there. That's why I see so many people in my office who have trouble with this, because it's been ingrained in their heads, you suck, you're a failure when you make a mistake. And you can't make those mistakes, because if you do, you're not any good. Well, guess what? You're going to make a mistake, because you're human. You know, I had the privilege to work with the Kansas City Royals in 1990, and then also with them later. But 1990, I got to know Bo Jackson and George Brett, Tom Gordon, Brett Saberhagen, Frank White. I mean, all these great players. Okay, I mean, Bo Jackson's, in my opinion, the best athlete of modern times. And Bo got criticized by people all the time. You should play one sport, not two. You know, of course, if he just played baseball, maybe he never would have heard us hit in football, and who knows? If he just played football and hadn't played baseball, who knows? But I remember one time, conversation that he was having, and he said, he was getting interviewed, and some people were comparing him to Deion Sanders. He goes, "I don't care about Deion Sanders. I just focus on me." And one reporter started questioning, "Why do you play both sports?" He goes, "Because I can." You know, it's like, that's what he didn't worry about what everybody else said about him. He cared about the people who he cared about, what they said about him. But the criticism he got across the board from people, I mean, I watched him do things that, I mean, that people can't do. I watched George Brett win his third batting title that year. Early in the year, he wasn't doing well, and he overcame things, and he pulled it together and ends up winning his last batting, his third batting title, his last at-bat of the year. And I know he focused on the next at-bat. That's why he was so good. And in baseball, you know, you're going to fail a lot. You're going to fail a lot. You're going to screw up a lot. You go to the Hall of Fame, 3 times out of 10, you get a hit. 7 times out of 10, you don't. But of those 7 times, maybe 5 of those were quality at-bats. You hit the ball hard. That's what I work with, when I work with, especially Major League players. We talked about quality at-bats, not results. We talk about, was that a quality AB? And there was one Royals player years ago when I was working with the team. The All-Star break, he goes 0 for 9. Not going to mention who he is, but goes 0 for 9. Then he comes back, and after the ninth at-bat, he's all frustrated because he's hit 9 line drives in a row. And then we start talking on some stuff, and I said, were they quality at-bats? He goes, Doc, they're all quality at-bats, but I suck because they're right at people. Line drives. I said, keep it up. Next at-bat gets a double. He then goes 11 for 13. A few days later, I go in the locker room, pulls me over with one of the other players, start talking about it. He says, Doc, since I started talking to him, 11 for 13, I said, no, listen. I don't like stats, but I want to use something as a reference here. You're 11 for 22 since the All-Star break. How many of those were bad at-bats? Well, of the 11 for 13, one was a pop-up. He said, just that one pop-up. All the others, like you said, are quality ABs. Right. Keep that up. We hit well over 300 the second half of the season because his focus was on that. And if anything ever made sense, it was that. All right. I hope this show today has made some sense to you. I know, you know, I go on these ramblings with what I talk about here. But the point is this, FOE versus FOR, focus on effort versus focus on results. If you can focus on effort, you can focus on what's in front of you. If you make a mistake, learn from it, figure out what went wrong, why it went wrong. You will get better. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. I'm here every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. As I said, our shows are podcasted everywhere. Go to my website, winnersunlimited.com. Go on all the major podcast apps. I've got close to 10 years of podcasts on my website. You can reach me several ways. My office number is 816-561-5556, 816-561-5556. I talk to clients all over. I do FaceTime, Zoom, people all over the country, actually some people overseas as well. My website email is drj@winnersunlimited.com. Get a hold of me if you have any questions, any comments. Love to hear from you. Love to find out how I can help you out. I've been doing this 43 years. I hope to do it for at least another 10. Who knows? I love my work. I love helping people. That's why I do what I do. Tristan, great job today on the board. I appreciate it. Tristan's been joining me here the last few weeks doing a great job. So once again, this show is about you. It's about our listeners. It's about helping you be the best you can be. You know, my definition of winning is, did you do the best you could that day? Do I love coming in first place? Yeah, I love winning. But winning to me is I did my best, and I accomplished something, and I improved. And if you focus on that, you're going to be a winner. Anything you want to add before we wrap it up?
Be a goldfish. Ignore the failures, but not all of the failures. Keep them in the back of your head. Use them to motivate you. Focus on that effort. Be a goldfish.
Learn from it. Listen, thanks for doing your job today. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Once again, our shows are podcasted everywhere. Tell people about this show. The reason I do this show is to help you out, become the best you can be. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week on the Leader in Sports, Sports Radio 810 WHB.